This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. El Nino or La Nina? Warmer and drier or cooler and wetter? That's the question on many people's minds this time of year as we look for some level of relief from the summer season in the months ahead. Washington State climatologist Nick Bond says this year is no different.
It looks like there's a good chance, something like 70-75% chance, of having a weak to moderate El Nino this winter. And that does stack the deck, especially for us to be on the warm side of normal after the first of the year.
But Bond says we won't know right away.
They're wanting to emphasize that its effects are kind of down the line rather than this fall. We've had El Nino years in the fall that have been kind of on the wet side and others on the dry side, and there's not much indication one way or another.
The problem, Bond says, is that this is the most difficult time of the year to accurately forecast our coming weather.
We have less skill in our fall forecast than any other time of year, and it does look like it's going to be probably on the warm side, but it's hard to say whether it's going to be wet or not.
He says in the shorter term, things look cool and wet, but not overly wet, which is probably a good thing for the fall harvests in eastern Washington.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.